Gufa Srika. Because when she was a child, she was an empty stomach like. Srika means empty. She wasn't pregnant. Mashenkein Fahashta Gufa Malaya. Now her body is full, she's pregnant, a full body. That's called something different. Therefore, she can't go back to her father's house. Avol Zera ain't lo, but from the pasuk that she doesn't have any child. I would have thought even if she gave birth, she had a child. But right now, to Nikara Gufa Srika, Vahashta Gufa Srika. When she was a child, her stomach was like empty, and now her stomach is empty. She's not pregnant. True, she gave birth, but so what? Her body came back to the same way she was before. Hey, Maloy, maybe she's allowed to go back to her father's house, teach Ruma, because she's the same way she was before. Tzricha. That's one in the pasuk here also. That if a Bas Kain was married to Yisrael, if she had a child from Yisrael, the Lachria, she's not allowed to eat Ruma. Even though her body is the same way it was before, but the Maestro, there are two people now. It's not the way she was. It wasn't one, now it's two. She can't eat.
These are some other what we're going to talk about now. Omalei Rabbi Yehuda, midias grikto l'rava. So Rabbi Yehuda, from this place, midias grikto, said to Rava, l'chura le'nasa meisim kechayim linyin yibam. I should say we should not make meisim like chayim linyin yibam. So that was the shayla. When your brother died, they had children. So if they had children, we know there's no mitzvah yibum. Let's say later on the child dies. So now l'chura the amana, she's left without any children. So maybe there should be a mitzvah yibum now. Let's say when the kid dies, he's dead. So l'maisa, did your brother have a child? No. So maybe now there should be a mitzvah for the brother to be miyabim his wife. And I'll tell you, mikal v'chayma, have a kal v'chayma. Have a swear to say there should be a mitzvah yibum. Uma b'mokim shosav lad min arishon. Kivlad min asheni, just like by Truma. This case again, where this Bas Kain was married to a Yisrael, and they had a child. So he say when she has a child now, she's not allowed to eat Truma. She can't eat Truma, she's still called like an Eshes Yisrael. Lepoistam min Truma, she can't eat Truma. Still we say what? Lo yosu meisim kechayim. We don't say that meisim, when they die, they're like they're still alive. We say no, when the kid dies, now the mother goes back to her father's house, and she's Ladi Truma. When the kid dies, she goes back home. We don't say when they die, they're still like they're alive. So if so, Mokim by Yibum, Shlo Yosef Lad Min Arishon, Kiv Lad Min Asheni Lepoitrum, and a Yibum, like we said before. If this wife first had one husband, and she had children from him, and then she got a get, and she got married to a second husband, and from the second husband they had no children, and the husband died, L'maisim is a mitzvah yibum. That's called the husband died without a child. So if he has a brother, there's a mitzvah yibum. We do not say the fact the mother had a child from another husband is considered like a child to the second husband. No, L'maisim, the mother had no children from this husband. So we say what? There is a mitzvah yibum. Is Eino Din Ismur HaKavachayma Shaloi Nasa Meisim Kechayim? That we should not say when a child dies, it's like it's still alive. We should say no. When the child dies, l'maisa, the husband, the father, has no children. So l'maisa, there should be a mitzvah yibum. So in Svara, I should say that even though when your brother died, he had a child. But later on in life, when the child dies, now there should be a mitzvah yibum to be miyabim his wife. On this Talmud Lomer, the Pasuk says, Tirocheha darkei noyim, v'chol nisivoseh ha-sholim. That the Torah only has nice ways. It has to be nice. The Torah doesn't make anything that's not nice. So Rashi says, Vizu, Shoyaloi ben, Vlaniska kol yibam. Now this wife, at the time when her husband died, she had a child. Vinisa slashuk, she was allowed to get married to somebody else. Umeis benor, and later on in life, if a child dies, in time, if we're going to say, Techleit, she has to see for, that she has to get chalitza now, Harei mizgana baila. The husband's not going to like her anymore. Zilkach ha-kochach ben enlog v'shas misa kamar v'rayeshloi. That's not a swear to say that once she's potter from Yibum, and she has a right to get married, there's no swear to say that later she has to have chalitza. It's not nice. No husband likes his wife to receive chalitza. It's a misa thing. She has to take off the shoe and spit. It's not a nice thing. So therefore, the Rechel Dakanayim Pshit of the Torah did not say she has to make Yibam later. So therefore, it's a Svara that how the brother was b'shas he died. If at the time he died, he had a child, that's a Ptur, there's no more Mitzvah Yibam.
Yeah.
So now the Gemara says, good, that's a Svara by Yibam. But maybe now, let's say the opposite way by Truma, if so. If that's a Svara, let's say the opposite way by Truma. For the Gemara, V'nasim, Mesim, Techayim, Linyin Truma, Mikavachayma. Let's make Mesim, Techayim, when a child dies, it should be considered like it's still alive. Negeh to Truma, Mikavachayma. In other words, where Abbas Kayin got married to Yisrael, and she had a child. So we're saying now, Kozuman, she has the child, she can't eat Truma. What about when the child dies? We say, Vishodra, she goes back to her father's house. Why? Let's say no. Since she once had a child, Nasa Mason Kechayim. Even if the kid dies, let's still consider him like he's alive and she can't eat Truma. And I'll tell you, it's a Kavachayma. We did not make the child she asked for the first husband. Kiv lad min asheni, as if to say the second husband had a child. Lepoitrim min ayibum, we do not pater her from yibum. We say when she married the second husband. And from the second husband she didn't have any children. It's called the second husband has no children. When he died at the mitzvah yibum. Still, also meisim kichayim, by yibum we make the meisim kichayim. That means if they did have a child, so she's potter from Yibum. Even if later the child dies, we still consider like he's alive, that there's no Mrs. Yibum. Says so, Malkum Shasta Vlad Minarishan, Kivlad Minashani Lepaisla Minatruma. By Truma we say, if this Bas Kain was married to Yisrael, and they had a child, so even though the husband dies, she's not allowed to eat Truma anymore. Their first child still potters her. Is Eino Din, isn't it a Svara, Shenasa Mesim Kechayim? That even when the child dies, we should still consider like it's alive, and she should not be able to eat Truma anymore. So this the Mora says, but Talmudon, the Pasuk says, V'zer Ein Lo, V'o Ein Lo. The Pasuk says clearly, if she has no children, she's allowed to go back. And here Lamaisa, she has no children. In other words, the Torah says clearly, when can she eat only Kozuman, she has a child. But when the child dies, the Torah says, she's allowed to go back and eat Truma. Now the Gemara says, good, so you have sukkah this way and that way. But v'nasa v'lad min arishon, kivlad min ashen linyan yibam, mikal v'chayma. Why don't we say this svara? That again, if a lady was married to one husband, and she had a child from him, and then she got married to a second husband, see, even though from the second husband she had no children, let's say when the second husband dies, there should be no Mrs. Yibam. Why don't we say the child that she has from the first husband should be considered like the child for the second husband? Hakal b'chayma from Truma. Hama b'makim shlo yasu meisim kichayim. Madich by Truma. When the kid dies, we do not say like it's like he's still alive. We say for care that when the kid dies, she goes back to her father's house, then you Truma. Still also Vlad Minarishin, Kavlad Minasheni, we say no. Calls the man the child for the first husband is alive. She has the din like the first husband. We say the first kid helps for her. So by Yibam now, Malkum Shasa Mesim Kichayim, Linyan Yibam. By Yibam, when the kid dies, we say it's considered like it's still alive. In other words, when the husband dies, if they had a child, even though the child dies later on, there's no Mrs. Yibam. Mesim, if the child dies later on, we consider like the child is still alive. Is the Chureina Din, isn't it a Svara? Shenasa Vlad Min Arishoin, Kivlad Min Asheni? That's Vilchus Yibam, which should say if the lady had a Vlad from the first husband, it should be considered like the Vlad is to the second husband now, that there should be a Ptur in Yibam? And this thing Gemara says, Tamalayim, the Pasuk says, Ubein Einlo, that your second husband, if he did not have a child, Vain Loi, he did not have. The Pasuk says, Ubein Ein Loi, Mashmi, he did not have a child. So halacha is, when do you have to be miyavim your brother's wife? If your brother died, then he did not have a child. And here, he does not have a child. So that's called the Bein Eilat, because there is a custom that he does not have a child. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So tomorrow now, for loinase vlad min arishoin, ki vlad min atrenu l'truma. Let's do the last thing we can say now. If so, if we have all these halachas ready, now by truma, let's say the Vladman Arishin does not help for the Vladman Asheni. Mikal v'choyma. Ma din makim shasa meisim kichayim. Maduch by yibum. That we say even though the kid dies, it's considered like he's alive. L'poitrim in a yibum. Lo yosef Vladman Arishin k Vladman Asheni. That we don't say the first child helps the part of the mother from Yibam. So the second husband, Mokum in a place, Shelo Yosu Mesim Kechayim, where we did not make Mesim Kechayim Linyan Truma. In a case where your son dies, we say, you're allowed to go back to your father's house. So if so, Eina Din Shelo Nasa Vlad Min Arishon Kevlad Min Asheni, isn't it a smart to say that the first child should not help to still pater her, pastler from eating Truma? And this the Gemara says, Talmudah, the Pasuk says, Ein lo, vo yesh lo. The Pasuk says clearly, when does a Bas Kohen have a right to go back to the father's house? Only, it says, Oden Ein lo. When she doesn't have any children, she can go back. But Kol Zaman, she has a child from a first husband from the Yisrael, that's the Lacha, she's not allowed to go back to Truma. So kids, all these Lachas we have so far, there's exactly the cost of every one of them. That by Truma, the Lacha is, Kol Zaman, she has a child from the Yisrael, she cannot go back. But when the child dies, though, she's allowed to go back to Truma. And by Yibum, it's the opposite way. That Lamaisa, if they have a child once, even though the child dies later on, they're potter from Yibum. Mashenken, if she didn't have a child from the second husband, only from the first husband, Lamaisa, the second husband, did not have a child, so there would be a Mitzvah Yibum. Hadju Alecha, Yesh Mutaris. Sure. Tata Mishnah. A lady that her husband left her, and the husband went over the ocean, went to the other side of the ocean. Ubo v'yomulo na'idim came back and told her, Meiz balecha. Yishna, we know, we saw your husband died. So she's an amona, she's allowed to get married now. V'nisais, and she listened. So Rashi says, v'yedechot. We're talking about only one aid came and told her that her husband died. And she listened to the Eidechot, like we'll see in the Gemara. Here there's Aloha, she's allowed to be samech on the Eidechot, there's new Svara, Isha's Daiko Mitzvah. And Isha checks out very carefully. So Rabbanan said, you're allowed to trust in the Eidechot here. So Venissa, she has a right to get married. The Yachakach Bo Bailo. And then what happened was, the husband walks back, the first husband comes back home. In other words, the first aid made a mistake. So here she's an Ishus Ish, that got married to another man. So what do we do now? The locher is, teitze mizeh mizeh. She has to get a get from both husbands. She has to go out from both husbands, from the first one and from the second one. Utzricha get mizeh mizeh. And she has to receive a get from both of them also. So Rashi says, teitze mizeh mizeh means, kishar reshes ish. Like any other reshes ish. Shezinsa, that was mezana. Tahach lav anusi. She's not called a nusi. She's not called, she was forced. Even though the rabbon entrusted an eidechot, beisha mishum iguna of the time. What's the reason why the rabbon said this isha is allowed to get married? Mishum di gufa daika, because she checks it out very carefully. Ad yada bekushta, until she knows the truth. Uminsava, and then she gets married. But for her, the loydaika konsula. But here, obviously, she didn't check it out too carefully. Because if she would have checked it out very carefully, like she would have saw he's still alive. So in such a case here, she's not called an anusa. It's not called that she was forced like, no, it's a lochur is by Neshis Yisrael. If another man forced her to live with her, it's okay, she's not also a baila. But over here, she wasn't forced to the husband. She got married to another man willingly. So Mela, she's called like a saita. She lived with another husband. So she's also to her first husband, Mediraisa. And therefore, she has to get a get from the first husband. So Rashi says, she needs a get from the second one also. If she wants to get married to another man, she has to first get a get from these two husbands. The time of the boy get, Mishen Mefosh Megemara. Really, it's a question, why should she need a get from the second husband? Because really, the second Kedusha is not Chal. Because the Maisa, the first husband, is still alive. So she's still married to the first husband. So really, the second Kedusha was not Chal at all. So we'll see in the Gemara why she needs a get altogether. But Midirabonin, though, she has to receive a get from a second husband. Right, right. That's the din. Taitza, she has to go out from both. Both of them are rasa to her.
V'yein lo ksuba, she doesn't receive the ksuba, v'loi perish, she doesn't get the food back. The money back for the perish does benate, v'loi mizonish, she doesn't get her paycheck for food. If she borrowed money, the husband doesn't have to pay anymore. V'loi v'loi, it's not the clothing that were ruined, the husband used. Lo yalzeh v'lo yalzeh. Neither husband has to give her a ksuba. V'yem not lo mizeh mizeh, let's say she collected the ksuba, is tachzor. Halachra, she has to give back the money. It's a knas, she doesn't get a ksuba. V'yavlad mamzer mizeh mizeh. The halachra is if she had a child from the second husband, it kid the mamzer. And even from the first husband, also it kid the mamzer. That we'll see in the Gemara. Rashi says, v'yodim isheni mamzer gomer. V'yem shuvach zirisha, let's say the first husband takes it back. V'yodolo, have mamzer midivrayim. That's only midirabonin. Because even if she's a soita, but a koponim by a soita, the kid doesn't become a mamzer. So that's only with the rabbonim, the kid's a mamzer. But a koponim from the second husband, the kid's a mamzer, midi raisa. Because the maisha, she's an eshes ish from the first husband, still. He's still alive, he didn't give her a get yet. Had she lived with another man, so the kid's a mamzer. Veloi zev zev matamalo. Neither husband has the din to matama to bury her. When she dies, neither of the two husbands have to bury her. For neither husband gets her mitzvah, so she finds something. Usually what a wife finds, go to a husband. Here, neither of them are called her husbands. And what her work that she gets, her paycheck she keeps, doesn't go to them. Neither of them are allowed to be made for her nether. A nether she makes now, these two husbands cannot be made for. Let's say this lady was a Bas Yisrael, Nisla Minakuna. She becomes a Zayna now, and she's supposed to can't marry her anymore. Trashi Mishum Zayna. Even in the case, let's say both husbands die now. She's not a Grusha. Still, a Kain can't marry her, because she's a Zayna. Ba'o Bas Levi Mina Meiser. Let's say she was a Bas Levi. She's also Tit Meiser. Rashi says, Kenosa. V'chein Truma the Rabbonin. It's a Kenas, the Rabbonin says she can't eat Meiser. Now, a bas koyim in a truma. The same thing as she was a bas koyim, but the rabbanon she's posel to truma. V'yein yorshin shel zeh, v'yorshin shel zeh, yorshin es ksubosa. Neither yorshin from either husbands, yashin ksuba. So that's why she says the Gemara is going to ask, like, what's the ksuba going on here? We just said she doesn't have a right to receive a ksuba. So what's the shayla of yashin ksuba? So what do you mean, neither husband, neither yorshin, yashin ksuba? Pshita. The first husband dies, as when both husband dies and they have no children, the brothers are supposed to make chalitza and not yibum. His mother rabbanin. So Rashi says, Ochiv shall reach him midiraisa. The first brother for the first husband, that's midiraisa. Because midiraisa, she's still married to the first husband. So the first one has to give a chalitza midiraisa. On the second husband, it's only with the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, Ksubosa anichse bailo rishin. Yossi says, no, she does get a ksuba, and the ksuba is from the chasm of the first husband. The first husband has to give her a ksuba. So again, Rabbi Yossi, Ksubosa anichse bailo rishin. Rabbi Yossi says, yes, she deserves to get a ksuba, and it's anichse bailo rishin. Rabbi Lezer Waime, Harisha and Zakov and Siyosa, who the Maisa Yodel, the first of the Rea. Rabbi Lezer also says, Vaisa is the first husband, he's still called the main husband, he's still a husband, even though she got married to another husband, but the first husband is still alive. So therefore, the first one is Zakov and Siyosa, whatever she finds goes to her first husband, who the Maisa Yodel, whatever she works, goes to him, who the first of the Rea. He's the one to be made for in the Dorim. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, the Yosor Chalitzosa Miyochiv Shorishain Poiteris Terosa. Shimon also was the first husband, he's the main one. Therefore, when he dies, if his brother makes Chalitza, it patters the Tzora. That's called a good Chalitza. Like, you don't need a Chalitza from the second one, the first husband, that was the husband. And when he dies, if his brother makes Chalitza, that patters the Tzora. Fiyena Vlad Mimeno Mamzer. Even in the case that she goes back and lives with the first husband, even though it's Naveiro, because she's a Saita, but I call upon him, even with the Rabbana, the kid is not called a Mamza. Now, so far we're talking about in a case where, again, she was married, and the husband went away, and an Eid Echad came back and said that the first husband died, and she got married. What about, though, the Yemnisai Shaloi Rishus? Let's say she got married without Rishus. Rashi says this means that two Eidim came. Not an Eid Echad, but two Eidim came. So now the Lachar is Muteres Lachsoloi. Shaloi Rishus means she didn't have to ask Bezdin. Because when two Eidim come and tell you your husband died, you're allowed to believe them. And it's called like Mamashi had a heter to get married. And if it comes out that the first husband is still alive, she's called an honest. So therefore, she's allowed to go back and live with the first husband. Aye, she lived with another man. That's called an anusa. She's not also to her first husband. It is Moteras Lachsoloi. What about Nisais Alpi Bezdin? Let's say she got married Alpi Bezdin. Is as Bezdin gave her heter, is Taitse, she takas to get it, go out from the first husband, of Turim and Akorbin, but she's Potim and Akorbin. The Chur of Bezdin means with an Eid Echad. If an Eid Echad said that the first husband dies, and then we came out, he's alive, and she got married to a second husband, she has to go away from the first husband. But she's Potim from Akorbin. Rashi says, the Yochid Shasa Baroi is Bezdin is Potter. The Yochid that did it with the heter of a Bezdin, he's Potter from the Korban. What about Loi Nisa Salpi Alpi Bezdin? She did not get married with Bezdin's heter. Rashi Ella Beidim, she only got married with Eidim, is Taitse V'chayavis B'Korban. She has to go out and she's also Chay V'Korban. Rashi says, Ella B'Eidim Chayavis Korban D'Shagegasi, she's a Shagig. V'Ein Zonis Lipotim in a Korban. T'Ibonelim Tunei. And she holds now that even though she got married with Eidim, still she's Chay V'Korban. Now, Yofa Koyach Bezdin Shepoitrim in a Korban. That which does it with Bezdin, a heter of Bezdin, she's Potim in a Korban. Hoira Bezdin Linose. Let's say Bezdin gave her a psak, she's allowed to get married. They told her your husband died, you're allowed to get married. For a whole Chav, a Kilkala, and she went and she had Znus, is Chayevis the Korban. Then she's like a Chayev the Korban. Why? Shleyeti Rel Linose. Bezdin only gave her heter to get married to somebody, but not stam to have znus with somebody. So to have znus, you had no heter of Bezdin. So Melo, that's called urinacious ish, that had znus, even though it's done v'shoigeg, so chai of a korban you are, a korban you have to bring. Although this we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the machlokes is. So again, we start off, the Gemara says, midik tani seifa, since the end of the Mishnah says, nisei shalei brishus, that she got married without asking Bezdin, which means she did not have to ask Bezdin, she had Eidim, is Muta Lachsaloi. In just such a case when she got married because Eidim said the husband died, so she mamash had a heter gomer, and later when the husband comes back and says he's alive, she's allowed to live with him. Because she's called an honest that she lived with somebody else. Yes, yeah. Mamza still be, yeah. What about Shalei B'Rishus Bezdin? Let's say the ratio which says Shalei B'Rishus Bezdin. No, it explains now. What does the cipher mean, Shalei B'Rishus Bezdin? Ela B'Eidim. It means that she had two Eidim. Mechlal and Saraya then, the ratio, what's the beginning of the Mishnah talking about? B'Rishus Bezdin, where Bezdin gave her permission to get married, Uve Eid Echad. She only had an Eid Echad. One Eid said that her husband died, so she's allowed to get married. Alma, what do you see? Eid Echad Neman, an Eid Echad Neman. If an Eid Echad tells a lady that your husband died, she's allowed to believe him and she's allowed to get married. Well, Tana Namu Yosler like this. Hugzuku liyois masiyin al eid mi piyed, the isha mi piyisha, the isha mi piyevet, umi piyishivcha. That the locher is that if you hear over an eid mi piyed that somebody died, the wife is allowed to get married. Who are then if an isha said over to another isha, or even you heard it from an evet or from a shivcha, you're allowed to get married. Ahalma, what do we see? Eid echad mehemen. That you trust in eid echad. Well, Tana Namu Yosler like this. That Eid Echad Oimer Ochal Techelev. If an Eid Echad comes and tells you a person, you should know, we saw you eat Chelev. So you chayev a korban. Vu Oimer Lo Yechalti, and the person himself denies it and says, no, I did not eat it. He denies it. Is Potter. He's Potter from the korban. Now, Taima, why is he Potter? The Yomer Lo Yechalti, because he denies it and says, no, I did not eat it. Ho Ishtik, if his tam keeps quiet, is Mehemen. We believe the Eid Echad to Mechayev, the person to bring the korban. If the person himself says, I don't know what happened, and an Eid Echad says, yes, I saw you eat the chaylev, we believe the Eid Echad, and you have to bring a korban. So again, Alma, what do we see from here? That Eid Echad Mehemen, you can believe in Eid Echad Mediraisa. For at the Gemara Minolan, how do we notice the Yisoid? Like we only know you believe two Eidim. How do we know such a sort you believe one Eid? The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, if somebody tells you you did a chet, forget, you yourself, you yourself agree that you did the chet. For loish you do acherim, and not of other people told you that you did the avera. Yochel, I would have thought, afo pi sheinu machisha, yei potter, even in the case where somebody else said you ate chelif, and you don't deny it, you agree. Maybe you'll see a potter. Talmud the potter says, no, I hate thy love, mikom akam. Any way that you know you did the chet, you have to bring korban. Hey chidami, what's the case talking about? Eli Mediyasi traded two Adam come and say you ate chalif. And you don't deny it. Fred Gemara, Kronomali. What do I need a pasuk for? Pshitnichai the korban. If two Adam said you did something and you agree, of course you have to bring a korban. El Alav, isn't the pasuk talking about? Chad, son of only one aid. And if you don't disagree with the aid, Mehemon. The Eid Echad is believed. If you're Shosak, stand, keep quiet, we believe in Eid Echad. Shemam min Eid Echad Emen. So we believe in Eid Echad. For the Gemara Mimai, what's the right? The Mishum the Mehemen, Dilma Mishum the Koshosak. Maybe because the person himself is keeping quiet. And the Klal is, O Shtika Koido Damya. Whenever you keep quiet, that's like you agree. So an Eid Echad said, you ate Chalev. We saw you eat Chalev. And you keep quiet, you know why you have to bring a korban? Maybe because you yourself are agreeing to it. Shtikas koidor. But maybe if you wouldn't have shtikas koidor, maybe we don't believe in Eid Echad. How do we have a proof you believe in Eid Echad? Teidah, bring your proof. Diktoni Sefer. Omru shnayim achal techelef. If two Eidim say, we saw you eat chelef. Vu ayim aloy achalti. I did not eat it. Potter. He's potter for the korban. As if you yourself say, did not eat it, you're potter for the korban. Rabbi Meir Mechayim, but Meir says no. Two Eidim says you eat it, you have to listen to them, they know better than you, and you have to bring a korban. Omer Rabbi Meir, Meir says, Kal v'chayner, and if you who shnayim l'day misa chamura, if two Eidim says that somebody did an avera, he's chayiv misa, we kill him, is lo yiviyu l'day korban akal? Isn't it for sure if two Eidim said you did an avera, that you chayiv a korban, for sure you have to bring a korban? Omrulay, the Chum said, that's where Meir know. Ma'yim yir tzolayim amezim isi. That a person as a nigu, he could have said, true, I ate the chalev, but I was amazed. The amazed you don't have been a korban. A korban is only if you did the aver b'shoigig. Now since you have a way to pat to yourself, that's why you don't have to be in a korban. If you're meicha, if you disagree with the Eidim, we can't be mechayiv you a korban. You have a svara, if you want to, you could have said you amazed. So Rashi says, "Areza neman, lift the ratzel mikorbin. The enedim mosel achishay b'ha. Edim can't disagree with you. Edim can't say you weren't amazed. If you say you were amazed, we have to believe you. Hilkach, iyomanami lo yachalti neman. When the person says I did not eat it, we believe him. Omid yiflukul b'ha, mechal dereisha dechloy machalti the daik minei hoishtek chayiv divriyakoli." So Mar says, "Reisha."